Marks 23, the life God uses. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Isaiah 43:7. Our life is the Lord's and it is invested with a responsibility that we do not fully comprehend. The threads of self have become woven into the fabric, and this has dishonored God. Nehemiah, after gaining so great an influence over the monarch in whose court he lived and over his people in Jerusalem, instead of ascribing praise to his own excellent traits of character, his remarkable aptness and energy stated the matter just as it was. He declared that his success was due to the good hand of God that was upon him. He cherished the truth that God was his safeguard in every position of influence. For every trait of character by which he obtained favor, he praised the working power of God. We need to sense deeply that all influence is a precious talent to be used for God. We need to appreciate every capability we possess because it is lent capital to be improved to God's glory. There is constant temptation for human beings to consider that any influence they have gained is a result of something valuable in themselves. The Lord does not work with these, for he will not give to any human being the glory that belongs to his own name. He makes the humble, trustful servant his representative, the one who will not lift himself up and think of himself more highly than he ought to think. The life of such a one will be dedicated to God as a living sacrifice, and that life he will accept and use and sustain. He longs to make men wise with his own wisdom, that that wisdom may be exercised in his own behalf. He manifests himself through the consecrated, humble worker. Carry every entrusted capability as a sacred treasure to be used in imparting to others the knowledge and grace received. In this you will answer the purpose for which God gave them. The Lord requires us to sink self in Jesus Christ and let the glory be all of God.